Hey guys!
Welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. This is so funny. We have not recorded together in like a month because of Week of Love. And I mean, we're really, really excited to be back with a regular Likewise episode. And this one's actually kind of special too, because we're kind of starting like an ongoing series, if you will. It's not going to be like consecutive episodes. It'll just kind of be like continuous randomly all the time, sprinkled around, if you will.
Yeah, like whenever we think about it, or whenever we have something that we want to add to it, which, you know what, it might be next week. It's not, but it could be.
It could be. Gotta keep you on your toes. Like,
yeah, and just because, okay, no, it's really funny because I put this on our doc in October, and it's now February, and I put it on there because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just feeling so inspired. I'm feeling so inspired by like our recent concert experience. So what if we make like a concert how-to? But I was like, we're not how-to girls. Like, that'd Mm-mm. be like tips and tricks, like maybe, I guess, but that's weird. And so glad that Sam like gave it more direction than just how-to. And this is very much up our alley and all the things. And yeah, so super excited to be talking about concerts and indie artists, independent music today.
Yes, oh my gosh, because today, if you're listening the day we publish this episode, it's Indie Music Day, which is just so cool. And obviously with Week of Love, we loved getting to chat with indie authors, and now we get to chat about our other favorite kind of creative indies, which is music artists. So yes, this is our first official, because we have other like music and concert related episodes for sure. Those are like our fan episodes to the extremes. They're still good. But this is our Likewise on Tour series, which is so fun. Also, because like LOT looks like Love on Tour. Oh, wait, okay. I saw TikTok and somebody was like, TSLOT for the show Live on Tour or whatever, and someone was like, why are you guys calling it LOT? It's not Love on Tour, like Harry Styles. And they were like, it stands for the show Live on Tour, actually. I just thought that was so funny. They were like, oh, okay. But yes, this is our Likewise on Tour, not to be confused with Harry Styles Love on Tour.
And also not to be confused with the show Live on Tour. No, actually, to be fair, like when I first saw TSLOT, I was like, Taylor Swift Live on Tour, like, what the heck? And then I was like, wait, no, it's the show. Oh, I get it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. And now I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, is this their way of saying this is their last, like, these are the last individual tours before One Direction gets back together?
I absolutely hope so.
Yeah, if I win the lottery, I won't tell a soul, but there would be signs. Oh my gosh. Okay, so as always, before we get into this episode too deep, we're obviously gonna give you our rose and thorns of the week. So Sam, what is your rose and what is your thorn?
Okay, so my thorn is that I've been extremely bored at work, like every day. And if you work with me, I'm lying. I actually have so much to do. No, it's just like a weird season at work right now. Especially with like my job, and I'm in between jobs, and so it's just like weird. Okay, my rose is that, you know, I may or may not have made an Instagram post on my like somewhat secret, not that secret account that I'm started up not that long ago. And I announced that I am releasing a poetry book in April, and that's super exciting. And I hope you guys want to read it. And I've just been working on this for so long, like definitely at least a year and a half. And I just kind of like had it on the back burner, kind of didn't know if I'd ever finish it, but wanted to publish it. And then I shifted and I started writing a novel. And then I just was like, I really want to publish this poetry book, so let's like do both at the same time and get that out. So it's 100% coming out in April. I don't have an official release date yet, but April it will be. So you better just follow my account or something to find out. at the Sam Lee's books.
Oh my gosh. When she has a desktop, so she says, I can do everything.
I can write so many books.
Love it.
Watch out, oh Bowker. I will be buying 10 ISBNs. 2024 is the year of publishing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. My rose and my thorn are the same exact thing.
Love that.
That sounds so bad. Okay. So I have to say my rose in order for my thorn to make sense. So my rose is that I'm planning trips. So first of all, if you don't know, Sam and I have tickets to see Nilehorn. Where? In Utah. So obviously that's one trip. We have the tickets, but we don't have a way there.
Right.
We don't have a place to stay. We have nothing except for the tickets to the show. So the show, live on tour. So that's trip one. Actually, that's trip two. Trip one is my family, like, we're going to South Carolina in late April. Oh, by the way, Sam, going to South Carolina late April.
Oh, that's
we'll be
awesome.
Unavailable to record one of these days. One of those days. And yeah, so I'm super excited. Well, okay, we're going because, like, my god family lives there. So yeah, I'm stoked. We haven't been since 2012, so it's been 12 years coming. I can't wait. And trip three that Sam and I just started, you know, plotting, planning yesterday. No, the day before.
Yesterday.
Well, for sure.
Oh.
For sure. Wait.
Like 3 days ago, if you're listening to this, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But, like, was it today that it was confirmed that Katie was going to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Spoiler, guys. actually, not really, because, like, it's up on the Instagram. But Sam and I, like, casually mentioned this. We're like, oh my gosh, that'd be so fun. Oh, because, like, romance convention, romance con, whatever you want to call it, rom-con. That's what I like to call
it. Yeah, rom-con, it's funny. That's cute.
It's being held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we're like, oh my gosh, who lives there? Katie Michelle. So we're like, wow. What if we meet her in person? That'd be so cool. Fangirling just thinking about it. And then we're like, ah, oh, that'd be cool. That'd be fun. So, we're like, ha ha ha, so fun. We're like kind of planning it, but it's also like, we've got Nile. We're already gonna see each other this year. Cool. But then I wake up today and I see, I'm like on my phone, I'm on Instagram, and then I see romance convention, like they posted like a whole list of authors. I go over to one of the pages to look for someone, some people, and I see Katie Michelle. I was like, oh! I literally sat up in my bed so fast. I was like, no freaking way. I screenshotted it and then I sent it to Sam so fast. I was like, okay, so this means we have to go. So if all goes according to plan, I'll be leaving the state of Washington at least 3 times this year.
That is
so yay.
Awesome. And I just, oh, I'm so excited about RomCon, and I just really hope this all works out. Like, we are so, like, we are so set on this. I already, like, okay, random, after we recorded with Katie, I was like, this might be really intense of me, but I'm gonna message her and tell her that I want to do, like, a Midwest meetup with, like, all the author besties who, like, live in the Midwest, like, at some point. I think it'd be so cool, because, like, got Tessa, got Katie, me, and, like, we just need to meet, and I want to meet all these people in person. And then now, I'm like, oh my goodness, Midwest meetup can happen sooner than I thought, because we can all just go to RomCon.
No, literally. But then the thorn side of this is that it's so many trips. And as you know, I don't have money. So how am I going to do this? I don't know. The Lord will make a way.
Right.
So that's the end of mine.
Love that.
No, but literally, it's so funny. Sam's like, Midwest meetup. Because there's Tessa, there's Katie, there's, like, Sydney is close by, and just, like, naming a whole bunch of people. And she's like, and then Issa, you can come too. Like, I'll make sure you're available, or, like, we'll make sure that you're there. I was like, okay, cool. I wasn't sure if this was something I was invited to or not. I was like, that's so funny. I'm like, you know what, Sam, it's okay for you to have friends other than me.
Like, I do happen to know someone who has an Airbnb in Omaha. Everybody just come to me. Oh, wait, I know people who have Airbnbs here in town. Everyone can for real come to me.
Oh,
that'd be
my
so
gosh.
Exciting. The true Midwest experience.
Yes. Ah, Kearney. Honestly, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it's a fun little town. I wish you got to spend more time here.
Yeah, and not like I felt so. This, never mind. We don't have to talk about that because we already talked about it so much, like on the our recap episode, right, or whatever. But no, it was fun. It was good. I'll be back eventually, maybe. I mean, unless Sam moves from there before I go back, then I won't be.
Right. That's funny. Okay, well, right into our topic. I actually saw a fun fact that I did not fact check, so I'm just gonna tell y'all and do with the information what you will. Okay, so I saw a post on LinkedIn and it said that indie artists make up 26% of all Spotify music streaming, which is so cool. And I hope that stat is true, or if the real stat is not 26%, that like maybe it could even be bigger. And maybe they're just like not counting it well, because like how well can they actually count that? Not sure. Because some like indie music artists, like they still have like on their like music, they still have like other like things in the spot for like the like label name, like there's sometimes still like a whatever records, even though it's not like a record label or something. So it's hard to sleuth and find out sometimes if people aren't like explicitly hashtagging everything with it.
Yeah, that's so true. I hope that, I feel like, okay, maybe it's just because like we are in the indie music space, or like that's the spot, like that's where our Spotify's are at, but like I feel like that's a true stat. I don't know, and I feel like people now are very open and like seeking out indie artists, and like not just like indie genre, but like actual like independent artists, people who don't have a label, people who are like doing everything on their own, like all that kind of stuff, you know. I feel like people are really looking into that because, well, maybe not for any specific reason, but just like, I don't know, people in the past few years have really been very enthusiastic about like small businesses and like supporting local and supporting small, and like, which I love. So I don't know,
I think that 26% is accurate, honestly. Or like if I think about my music library and what I play on the daily, it's probably at least 26% of my music is indie music. And yeah, I love that Issa mentioned indie music versus indie genre, because also, and this is so funny, we saw that like Tessa even posted that she had to explain to her roommate that indie author is not the same thing as like indie as a genre. Like the way like music has like indie genre and then actual indie artists, which obviously indie genre low-key started from indie artists, obviously.
Yeah, but now like the indie genre, like there's the sound of it, and like people who are like who have a label, they can still be in the indie genre even if they're not indie artists anymore. Right.
It's now,
or
just
maybe
like,
they never were. I don't know.
It's not just like a sound, a genre, but there, it's also still like a form of being an artist, like being independent, releasing your music independently. Also, there's indie podcasters like us.
Yeah, shout out
That's
us.
That's so funny. Oh. but yeah, so I think we wanted to start by both just like shouting out some indie music artists that we're enjoying, want to see in concert, or maybe we already have. So yeah, we're just gonna like list a couple. Mine's kind of funny because I have like a couple people who are now indie that used to not be, like they like left their labels. My first one is Floor, which they were indie and then they weren't, and then they're indie again. So they are indie now, which is cool. And then sorry, I just thought you said add one. It was funny.
I forgot about that one.
I guess
I'm
we'll
sorry.
Just do all of mine and then you'll do all of yours. I don't feel like alternating because I don't think we have the same amount. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't count.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of.
But then,
yeah.
I have Olivia O'Brien because she's independent now and her like total sound of her music is different. Like she's making the music she wants to make. Landon Conrath, whom I love. I also was listening to him the other day and realized that like I literally made one of his songs, my song of the week, in an episode we did in 2020. And I was like, that's crazy.
Wait, you did it? I thought it was me.
We both might have, but I remember that I did Acetone.
Yeah.
As my song of the week the day that we recorded at your house.
That's so funny.
And then Paramore, one of my all-time faves, is indie now. Which is so exciting. I'm so sad that I've never seen them live. I'm glad they are not over completely. I was so scared because they, like, scrapped their whole Instagram, everything, like, and really made it seem like they were, like, taking a hiatus. They were done, like, not making any more music. And then all of a sudden they were like, haha, we actually just are, like, done with all of our obligations with our label now, and we're not with them anymore. So, yeah. I'm so excited that they're still going to be making music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's so wild. And then my last one is Chloe, who also has a podcast, Fifth Gear Pod. And we've shared her music onto our story a couple times. I cannot talk right now. I think it's because I'm out of breath. And yeah, I really like her music, and her new song is so good. And yes, those are mine.
Yeah, so... My list looks so long, but it's because I don't think I really know who's an independent artist or not anymore, like, because, you know, the genre indie does not mean actual, like, independent artists anymore. Like, it's, again, it's, like, the sound of the music. So, it's, like, if I say them and they're not indie, sorry, lol. but, my friend, Dylan Espeseth, love him, unfortunately, I don't know. Maybe he wants to stay indie independent forever. Maybe he wants to be signed. Don't know. Probably wants to be signed. I feel like I would probably want to be signed too. But no, he's indie. And like, he's doing so well. Like, it's so, like, he has like, is it 1 million monthly listeners? I don't know.
I saw a big number.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, go Dylan. And okay, quick story. I, like, showed, so, like, I'm a youth leader at my church and stuff and blah, blah, blah. I showed, like, the youth students, like, these 12-year-old boys, 13-year-old boys, I don't know how old they are, his Spotify. They're like, whoa, Issa, you know him? I'm like, yes, he's literally been to our church before. He goes, and then they go, what? You're friends with someone famous? I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are so cute. So, shout out Dylan, if you're listening. Anyways. And then, unsure about... The Wildlife. I think they're independent, but based maybe they're on, not.
Right. They are confusing because based on the way, like, I went and looked at their, like, albums, and I thought that they weren't indie based on, like, what the credits on the album said. And then, but, like, they're so transparent about, like, the way that they literally fully, like, record, mix, master all their music themselves, like, just in their house. Like,
yeah.
And then doing their tour. I think recently they did say that they are indie. Or, like, use the hashtag. Or, I don't know. But then... But I think they are.
I think they are, too. But then there's, like...
They might have management, like, but they might not have a label.
Yeah. But then there's, like, the band Camino, who also is very much like that. They just record in their houses or, like, go to freaking Colorado for a month and record a whole album. But then they have a label.
Yeah. So they very much are not indie.
You know what? I am confused.
Hashtag confused.
But you know what? What's new? If Issa's not confused, that'll be a new... yeah. Okay, this one. Just found them. I think this... Okay, like, these last couple, Sam has sent to me. Or, actually... Oh, wait! How did I forget? Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. Jackson Marshall. Sorry. I don't know how I forgot to put him down here. Crazy. Love him. Train Station. Get it out there. Jax, if you're listening, we want Train Station now.
Yeah.
Also, Pop Tropica Sluts. Love.
They're iconic. They're bringing so the 2000s back.
I know, it's like, it's so fun. And then also, like, Struan, I think that's how you say his name. Love him. Been following him for a couple years now. So good. Isaiah Zion, I've heard of him a couple times, but Sam sent me a TikTok of his, like, a couple days ago about how he's following Lainey on tour and, like, playing for the lines outside, like, the venues and stuff. I'm like, that's so fun. I love that. And now I'm following him. And then also Alessi Rose. Sam also sent me her TikTok the other day, because I was really, like, today, like, 2 minutes ago, I was like, I literally have no one on my list, so then I'm just, like, writing down all these people. I'm like, are they indie? I don't know. I think so, but I'm also not sure. Like, Pop Tropica Sluts? Don't know.
yeah, no, not sure, but I think so.
I think so, too. And then, also, this one is so fun, because he's, like, just always refused to sign with a label. Macklemore. Seattle icon, Seattle legend. That's all I have to say. Ugh, I wish I would have gone to, like, one of his shows last year. That would have been so fun. Yeah.
I love Macklemore.
But again, I don't have money. So, Macklemore, if you're listening, invite big me. Fan. Well, yeah. Also, invite me. Invite us. Oh my gosh, do you want to be on the pod? Yeah, so that's my list. And Sam's list. Also, yeah. I do love Landon Conrath, but she wrote him down first, so I did not.
He's just so good.
So good.
Also, he's from Wisconsin, too.
Oh my gosh,
this is the most we've ever talked about Wisconsin in our lives.
Yeah. And he just got married. So cute.
Yes,
he did. Wait, that do you think... Is Yam House... I feel like Yam House... No, maybe they're not indie. I don't know.
Image. I really don't know anymore, yeah.
Hastings? Oh. I don't know.
It gets complicated, because it's just confusing, because, like, people have management, or not, or, I don't know, there's so many things. And obviously, yeah. Like, you can have a manager and be an indie artist. That's very common. Like, a lot do.
Yeah, and then there are also so many labels that it's, like, hard that like if you wanted to look someone up, you'd have to literally go through hundreds of labels just to find a name or to not find it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Those are your two options. You either find a name or you don't.
Yes. Sorry, this is so chaotic. I did not expect to like get on to record and like not be able to talk, be tripping over all my words, and then get scared that someone broke into my house and be running around and then out of breath and not being able to focus again.
Yeah, that's the behind the scenes. So if you're not subscribed to our Patreon for $100 a day, then JK! See, this all is how Issa makes money. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. The next section. I didn't write any more notes because, like, we should probably try not to talk about this for, like, so long because we could have so much to say about this.
Yeah.
But
this is our how-to, like, section.
Yeah, our minor how-to section. Just that'd be kind of fun to, like, think about what's our concert routine, because mine switched up a lot and it's very different mm-hmm. for each concert, I think. It really yes. depends on if I want merch, like, if I like the merch. It changes my concert routine.
Yeah, I think, like, it also depends on the venue and,
yeah.
like, really dependent on the venue. And then after the venue, it's very dependent on the artist because, or, actually, wait. No, I think for me, it's, like, dependent on the venue and then the artist, like, depending on, like, LOL, depending, sorry. Like, if they're, like, really big and, like, sold out the venue or if they're a little smaller and maybe didn't sell at the venue, even if it is a small venue. You know? Sam, yes. what's your concert routine?
Okay, so most of the time, I genuinely really do not care about getting in line early. Like, at this point in my life, I'm kind of more just, like, relaxed with my concert routine. Like, GA or not GA. Like, if I have seats or GA, I kind of, I'm like, meh. I'll get there around when doors is, but, like, I might be a little before or a little after or right on time for doors, but, like, I don't care to, like, line up for hours. I just, like, am past that point in my life. I mean, I've only done that, like, once or twice, and it was, like, not that fun. So I was, like, whatever. And I've still gotten relatively close. Every time I, like, roll up at doors, I get really close still. And then if I really want merch and, like, the lines aren't long right when I walk in, I'll just go and get it at the beginning and prioritize that over going and trying to get super close. Because usually if it's early enough, you could still get close. Because also the idea of waiting forever after, I just, usually at that point, I'm so tired maybe have a migraine at that point or something and just want to go home. So usually I like doing merch early. But yeah, it just really depends, because sometimes I don't think I want merch, and then it's afterwards and I'm like, you know what, fine, I'll do it. But yeah, most of the time I'll do before, and then I'll just go and I'll secure my spot. Maybe I'll go to the bathroom, but usually I don't, and then I just stay in that spot. I try to not leave my spot if it's GA. I just like hope that I won't have to go to the bathroom. But if it's like seats and stuff, oh, I just go right to my seat first to find it, and then wait around, and like right before an opener or during an opener, if it's not someone I like super have to see, I'll go to the bathroom then and then make my way back to my seat. Very, very chill. But I'm not that specific, actually. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm very different.
Yeah, we're like so opposite, which just makes going to shows together so funny.
No, when you're like, yeah, I've only lined up before doors, like really early before doors a couple times, and it wasn't that fun. I was like, oh, that's awkward. Yeah, so it's very different if I have seats versus if it's GA. If I have seats, I'll kind of show up like either around doors or like a little bit before, just like for the parking situation, because like I get really stressed out about parking. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, if I can't find a spot, then I'm going to be late. And then I'm going to, like, miss the openers. And then I'm going to miss, like, the main show. And then I'm going to, like, have spent all this money on a ticket for no reason, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I try to get there around doors, just, like, if I have a seat, like, an assigned seat, just in case. And then, like, I'll go in, and sometimes I'll go find my seat. Sometimes I'll use the bathroom or, like, get merch before. I'm typically a merch before, because that's when the lines are going to be the shortest.
And stuff isn't sold out for your show.
Yeah. Yeah, and stuff is not sold out. Sometimes I'll go in, find my seat, just be like, yep, still there, cool. And then I'll, like, walk around and stuff. You know, it's, like, it's the same thing with the airport. You know, you, like, you right. go find your you gate before your gate. You do anything. Like, just gotta make sure it's still there. Like, yeah, okay, cool, 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 cool. And then you don't, like, wander too far from it, because you're like, what if it leaves? even though you're there 2 hours early. but, yeah, so that's how it is for if I was GA. Okay, like I said, depending on the venue, like, Barbosa, small venue, it's, like, down, it's a basement, basically, and it's 100, maybe 200 person capacity, maybe 300, I don't know, I'm not a good judge of, like, how many things or people can fit in a space. So, I'll kind of, like, at Barbosa, I'll usually line up, like, 45 an hour before doors, but, like, for some artists, I've lined up, like, 20 to 30 minutes before doors, and I was just fine, like, first person there. But then, like, other venues, like, I don't know, I try to get there an hour before doors at the very latest, because, you know, I want to be as close to the front as possible. And then I'll skim the merch, be like, if there's something that I really want, then I'll get in line now. But if there's not, I'm running. Well, okay, they don't let you run, but I kind of run to get as close as I can. And yeah, I know, I'm always, like, so nervous with, like, friends, because I went to, like, I've mentioned this so many times, and people are probably tired of it, but, like, you know, went to, the Ban Camino in the 1975 with Sam in, oh my gosh, why can I not talk? In Omaha, and then in Denver, and then came home, went to Boys Like Girls in Seattle with one of my friends, and we got there early, and I was like, oh, I hope she's okay with being here early, and, like, blah, 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 like, we're old now, and she's a couple years older than me. She's like, I don't need GA. Well, I was like, I want GA all the time. I'm like, I don't know. And so I get a little self-conscious, but then I'm like, you know what? It'll be fun no matter what. So I try to, like, not dwell on things. But yeah, I line up super early, and sometimes I look like a fool because I'm there so early, but whatever. And then merch, I like to get it before, because yeah, it's not sold out. It's typically not sold out, and lines are shorter. Bathroom, sometimes I'll go, sometimes I don't. If I don't and have to go later, that's on me. But I'm not leaving my spot. Once I'm in my spot, I'm not leaving, especially if it's GA. Well, only if it's GA. If I have a seat, sometimes I'm just lazy. I'm like, I don't want to get up. But yeah.
I'm glad that, like, I've never wanted to, like, go get, like, drinks at shows, because I always think about that, like, that's what gets chaotic with, like, GA, is, like, there's always people going, like, all the way out and then trying to come all the way back into their spot all the way at the front because they're like going to get drinks. And
oh my gosh, that was so at the front. That was so annoying at the Ban Camino, like, because we were like fourth ish.
The floor was also so sticky. Everybody spilled all their drinks.
Yeah, we were like fourth ish, fifth, like between third and fifth ish. I say ish because like there are no rows there, like in GA. And then so we were like around there, and the people kept like leaving. We're like, cool, let's all push up. So obviously we pushed up, got closer. But then these people would come back. We're like, no, like, do not know concert etiquette. Concert etiquette that has been lost. I'm just,
it's gone.
It's so sad. But yeah, that's mine. My long and extensive concert routines. LOL.
Right. It's always just fun to, like, know. Because you never know until you're, like, going to a show with a friend and you're like, what time should we get there? Like, should we get merch now? Oh my gosh, when we got merch at the beginning, you know, it was so funny. We talked about it in our episode, but, like, we weren't going to get merch before because the way this venue was, like, it was just, like, we were going to get in and we were going to have to just, like, we were prioritizing being close over merch because, like, we know we can get merch at the end.
Yeah.
But then we, like, went in and there was no line, so we're like, let's just do it. And they hadn't opened the second set of doors yet, so we're like, let's just do it. And it worked out fast, but it was a little stressful in the moment. But yeah, no, so fun.
Yeah.
And I have to, I try not to get merch, but we did get the totes
to hold all of our stuff.
I've been using my tote for work every day. Oh my gosh, I was going into work the other day and someone was like leaving and they were like, oh my gosh, is that a Ban Camino tote? And I was like, yeah. They're like, oh, that's my favorite band. And I was like, oh, same.
Oh my gosh.
It's so cute. It was
that's
amazing.
So fun. Oh my gosh, I love my Ban Camino tote. I wish it was a little bigger, but also it's fun because it's so cute.
It is so cute. Wow, we know we've talked before about how the Ban Camino was like one of our best concert experiences in that episode that we did, but we thought it'd be fun to talk about some of your best concert experiences, so we asked you. And you guys really delivered. We got so many fun responses from you guys on Instagram. Make sure you're following us there at likewise_pod to participate in the future questions for our episodes because we have a lot that we're going to do.
Yeah, spoiler, we have a lot planned the next 3 months. Yes, fun fact, we are literally like, every fully episode scheduled, planned. Fully scheduled through May. Like, so I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Same. But yeah,
so expect lots of questions on lots the stories, questions. And please answer.
Right. Please answer, because it's so fun.
It's so fun. Like, reading these responses, I was laughing so, well, okay, not, like, in a bad way laughing so hard, but, like, if something's funny, I was laughing, and
so many of them are funny.
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, so the first one. This is, like, one of the funniest ones. Okay. The first one, which was actually the very first response we got to the question, too. Like, honestly, these are kind of in the order that we got them, which is funny.
I woke up to so many responses.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's, like, 8 in the morning, and I got this response. It was so funny. But it said, Luke Bryan, because... Oh, we asked for... I guess I should say the exact question we asked. We asked, like, what's your best concert experience, and, like, why was it the best or whatever? What made it the best? Luke Bryan, because he gyrated his hips in front of my face and there were cowboys everywhere. Like, that's such a mood. That's so funny.
When I saw that, I laughed so hard. Like, it was a deep belly laugh. It was mm-hmm. so funny. I was like, this is the content I wanted, and I'm so glad this is what we got.
Right. I feel seen. Like, people having their best concert experience decided by everything that we take into account from our concerts, too.
Christo.
Yeah.
Yes, so good. The next one was the Eras Tour for sure. It was peak girlhood and sisterhood vibes. And I know I didn't go to the Eras Tour, but from everything I've seen, I feel like I've experienced it. And true. Very true.
Yeah. True. I can second that. True. I know I mentioned it before, but, like, it was really chaotic and, like, hot and long, and my legs swelled up, so it was, like, not my best concert experience, but it was really great. okay, this next one is also one that made me laugh so hard. It was Arctic Monkeys. I screamed at Alex Turner that I wanted him to punch me in the face, which, like, Me too. I'm gonna start doing that at concerts if I'm like close. Like, I'm gonna start. I wish we would have done that.
Okay, next time we make signs.
Right.
I'll say one can be in my Jeffrey appreciation era.
Yeah. We also got a really sweet story in our DMs from the same person who gave us that one, which we will go back to find to read because it is so good.
Yes, it was so sweet. Oh my gosh. I loved it. Oh my gosh.
Okay, get ready everybody, because this is like the best story we've ever gotten in our DMs ever. Okay. So she said her dad has a Pearl Jam tribute band. He's the lead singer, and they had this concert at the Augusta Green Jacket Stadium, which was so cool, and it was 2 days before my 21st birthday, so during his concert, he gestured me to bring him a bottle of water. I always stay by the stage and watch him perform, and I came a little too close, and he grabbed my hand and dragged me all the way to the stage, and my ADHD mixed with my social anxiety went nuts. Then he started telling everyone, here, this is my daughter, she's turning 21 on Monday, and I wanted you guys to help me sing happy birthday to her, and the whole crowd started singing happy birthday to me. I was so excited, it was literally the highlight of my year, and after the concert, people would come up to me to say hi and wish me a happy birthday. It was so cute. I cried.
Oh my gosh. When I read that, I cried. I was like, that's the sweetest thing ever.
I was like, this cannot be real.
I love that. That's such a sweet moment. That's so sweet. Okay, the next one is a day to remember because they were so good, but also the vibes of the crowd. Oh my gosh. Yes, the crowd absolutely makes or breaks a show, like, for seriously. Oh my gosh.
100%. Like, the crowd is like the reason why I'd say like my worst concert experience was my worst. And like, yeah, that's the best.
Oh yeah, so. For sure. Like, if the crowd is not, you know, concert etiquette, if there's no concert etiquette, then it's not gonna be a fun show. Like, yeah, the performers are great, I love them, I want to go to see them again, but like, this crowd ruined my experience.
Yeah. No, sometimes it really, really sucks. I love this one. It says, hippocampus during Halloween. It was Halloween. Which, like, that would be so fun, going to a concert on Halloween.
Gosh, I know.
Like, dressing up.
I want to so bad.
That would be so fun.
That's a bucket list item for sure.
Yeah.
The next one is The Weeknd's first concert in Sweden. It was just magical, and his voice, and just absolutely everything. And, oh, excuse me, sorry. You know what? I might not be the biggest Weeknd fan, but I feel like that would be such, like, almost like an ethereal experience. Like, that would just be, that would be so cool.
When I saw The Weeknd, little side note, it was the first ever, like, stadium concert I'd been to, and that was so cool. I mean, it was terrifying because I was up in like the 300s, and they were, like, I thought I could like fly out at any second at Lumen, but it was amazing. Okay, the next one, sorry, I forgot that that it was like my turn to read the next one. I was thinking about The Weeknd. So the next one said, Circa Survive, they're still my favorite band, and it was such a healing experience to be there. Which, like, also make or break. Like, if it's, like, your favorite artist, like, sometimes it really is, like, yeah, so healing feeling. Like, it's so, like, euphoric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, I guess, okay, yes, crowd can make or break it, but also, like, not to talk about the Ben Camino 23 all the time today, but the crowd, not my favorite crowd I've ever been part of, but seeing two of my favorite bands, The Wildlife and The Ben Camino, and then being introduced to Bad Sons there, like, those, like, three artists together, so, so good, and, oh my gosh, I agree with that last one. It's such, just such a good experience.
Yes.
Okay, and the next one says, Ed Sheeran, the atmosphere, his voice, his storytelling, oh my gosh, I wish I went to Ed Sheeran this last year. That would have been so fun. Like, I had a couple friends go, and they said he was so good, and who came out on stage? Macklemore. Oh, my gosh.
I was going to go to Ed Sheeran this year, too.
My
indie I was going to go in Kansas City. I was going to go to the Kansas City show because he had Khalid with him.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fun. Ugh, I wish.
Okay, I'm going to jump ahead to mine, because I started us off with the alternating in a weird place that then, I don't want to read Issa's because I didn't write very many notes about mine, so it wouldn't make sense for Issa to read mine. So I'll read mine. So, I put the Ban Camino 23 because, if you didn't know, Issa and I saw the Ban Camino together in 2022 and then again in 2023. Which the 2023 one was so, so fun because, like she said, all three artists together was amazing. And I had so much fun. There's just so much good energy. But also, the 1995, at their very best, like, the first one that I went to with my sister at the WAMU, because at that point, like, I'd seen them, that was, like, my third time seeing them at the WAMU, and it was so, so fun. And there, like, there were so many elements stopping us from going, like, a whole snowstorm, and we made it work, and it was, like, the night before I moved back to Nebraska. There's just, like, so many things that it was just, like, such a good experience. But yeah, I mean, it was fun to see them again too in Colorado, but I just really loved that one with my sister.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's so cute. And I also said TBC 23 because, yeah, like Sam said, we saw them in 2022 as well, April Fool's Day 2022. That was so funny. And like, that one was a lot of fun. That's like where I got introduced to Floor and Hastings. But 2023, like, it was just the show, it was an experience. Like, it wasn't just like a concert, it wasn't just like a couple bands playing, but it was like a whole experience, and it was unlike anything before, and it was just so good. Like, seeing my favorite band with like my best friend, and like just the whole trip, like the atmosphere, the set, the crowd, the openers, like literally everything was so perfect, and it was so good. And then I also said Lainey in 2022. I went with one of our friends, Abby. We got second row at Barricade, and that one was so fun. And like her and her, like she came with her sister and then one of her sister's friends, and then like I met up with them in line and stuff. And her sister brought like a bunch of roses, and like that they were gonna throw up on stage or whatever. And then for some reason, they gave them to me to throw. I was like, what the? No, these are literally your flowers. Like, you guys throw them. And then they're like, no, Issa, just do it. It's fine. So, like, I throw them. They hit, like, one of the... They almost, like, hit one of the security guards. No, I think a couple of the roses, like, did hit one of the security people or whatever at the front of the stage. And it was so funny. And then, like, one of, like, their guitarists, like, saw it and laughed. I was like, oh, my gosh, so embarrassing. But, like, that was also such a good experience. And, like, surfaces opened for them. And it was just so fun. Like, the crowd was so good, the company was so good, the bands were so good, just everything was so good. So, yeah, I think, now that I think about it, like, any one little detail can make or break a show, but I think as long as I'm in good company, like, I'm with someone, I mean, I've even had fun alone, but, like, and that's when the crowd can make or break it, but, like, going to a show with you, or going to a show with my sister, or with Abby, or, like, another one of my friends or something, like, that's what makes the whole thing. Like, even if it might not be, like, the best show, it's still, like, such a good experience because I made such a, like, fun memory with whoever right. I'm with.
No, exactly. I love that so much. I'm, like, itching to go to a concert so bad, and I really want to go. The next one I really want to go to is I want to see Landon Conrath, actually, in Lincoln on April 19th. So bad. And I think I'm going to go, because that's a Saturday, I think. So, yeah. Yes. I cannot have my next concert be Niall. Like, that's way too far away.
I agree. I know. I'm so excited, because I'm seeing Lainey on March 12th, night one, with my sister. And, like, she just started listening to them this last, like, in the past couple months. And... oh, she's so funny. And so, like, I'm heavily debating going to night two, and then also debating going to Lizzie McAlpine, because my sister got her ticket Ooh. Yesterday. And I was like, oh, it's so fun. But then I'm like, shoot, now with, like, the Nile trip and, like, actually thinking about that and having to, like, pay for that. And then also with RomCon, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't buy more concert tickets, but, like, I really want to. I'm like, oh, I don't know right. what to do.
That's so tough. Literally. Oh. Right, so our like last thing is we thought it'd be fun to make like a little indie music playlist where we each just find like 3 to 5 songs from indie artists, just like people we've recently found on TikTok or wherever, and make a little playlist for the episode. So my first song is I Wasn't Looking for More by Chloe. Very good. She has, her newest song is Liquor Lips, which is really, really good. But when I was like listening to all her music, I just really loved this song the most.
Cute. My first song. Okay, technically it's not out yet. Train Station by by Jackson Marshall. But I want that one so bad. It's so good. just the little bit of the chorus that we know. So I'll pick another, but like With the Wind by Jackson Marshall. That one's really good too. And if you listen to Week of Love, and if you listen to Ella's episode, you'll know that I chose a Jackson Marshall song for my song of the day that day. So if you want to know, go listen to it and then you'll know.
Love that. He's so good. My next one is Jericho by Landon Conrath. I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. I find myself, like, I listen to a lot of his really, really old music the most, because I'm just, like, always down the words to those songs from, like, 2020 that I was obsessed with. But recently I've been listening to his, like, newest music, and I'm like, wow, like, why was I not, like, listening to it all the time? Like, why did I have the same 5 songs in rotation? But no, this one is, like, on repeat right now.
Yes. Oh my gosh, no, he's so good. And okay, I was gonna choose Acetone, but then I saw that it was on the
playlist.
Song of the Week playlist. I was like, shoot, I can't. And then Jericho is also so good, and then Boulevards is so good, and 2 AM is so good. I don't know what to choose. But then I'm like, no, I have to choose like my all-time fave of his. Okay, which is Acetone. But it's like, okay, it's Acetone and Paper Cuts. So okay, mine is Paper Cuts. My next one is Paper Cuts by Landon Conrath, and I was like, I have to choose it because that one's like, that one and Acetone were 2 all-time faves of his. So I have
to. There's just something about Acetone.
Yes. It's so, so good. Like, his whole discography is so good. Like, no skips.
It is so iconic. Okay, my next one is for my electronic girlies. Which, it's Heart of Mine by, okay guys, I struggled with this last time, Heart of Mine by Jigits, because I thought, I was like, what if it's Jigits, but then it's a J and a G, so Jigits just makes sense, and he's pumping out new songs, and I'm really loving all of them. If you didn't know, See You is my bop, trying to get that to be my number one song of the year, but this one's really good too.
Yes. Okay, so I'm actually gonna go rogue, and I'm not gonna say the one that I have on the dock, because if I'm being honest, I don't actually know that artist, so I can't really, I would feel like a fake recommending it. Oh my gosh, sorry, I just got a text, so I think I'm gonna go to Lainey Knight too.
That's so funny.
Okay. Okay. My next song is by Pop Tropica Sluts. And if I'm being honest, I also don't entirely remember how this song goes, but I do remember really, really liking it. So it's called Lackluster at Best, A Masterpiece at Worst.
Wow. What a title.
Yeah. There's a comma in there. Lackluster Lab. At best, comma. Wait, no, at worst. Wait. I'm such a big fan. Lackluster at best, comma, a masterpiece at worst. The end.
Lab Mall.
Yeah. Oh.
Great acronym.
That's so funny. But like, no, they're so good, and like, that's off their 2022 album, Just In Case the World Ends. Oh my gosh, just watch them actually have a label. That's so awkward. But, okay, it's kind of like an EP, but, because there's 7 songs, oh wait, I didn't have to count, it says 7 songs there, but it's an album, and then they have another album called Face for the Radio, which I also really, really like. Strawberry Sorbet, very good. Upside Down, also very good. I do remember those ones, sorry. Okay, Sam, your turn.
Okay, my last song is Crocodile by Goth Babe. And I really like Goth Babe, and I want to listen to them a lot more. There was, like, other Goth Babe songs that I love and would recommend before this one, but I just had this one on my Discover Weekly or, like, on something that I was looking at, and I was like, ooh, yeah, let's use this one instead of, Weekend Friend or something.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, I just looked it up, and I'm so fake because Poptropica Sluts are, in fact, not independent.
No way! That's great for them.
That's great for them. So sad for me, because now...
You've just been telling everyone.
Yeah, they, Epitaph Records. So, great for them. Bad for me. Shoot, I'm scared about all the others. Okay, my last one is We Broke Up by Struan. He's good. I like it. I've been following him for a couple years.
Love.
I swear, if he's not indie, I'm gonna be so sad.
Okay, it's so interesting. Okay, independent gets so confusing because there's like, okay, they're with this record label. And then you look at the record label and it's like, okay, it's an American independent record label. Oh my gosh, that's confusing. Yes. Is it just because it's like founded by someone like out, like they're not part of like a big, like big it's not, record label? Like it's not like a sub label of like Sony and stuff.
Yeah, like it's, yeah. Because so it's like, small. Yes. So oh like, God. Yes, but then no, you know?
Right. So confusing.
I'm so confused.
How are we supposed to ever tell people the truth?
I don't know. I just need... okay, you know what they need? Like, on Instagram, how, like, you can be verified or, like, put, like, what kind of,
right.
like, business you are. I need them to say, independent artist, or we have a label. I just need them to be honest with me. Give it to me straight.
That's so funny.
Yeah, anyways... Issa is distraught after this. I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not. So live, laugh, love. You know what? I'll still keep them on the playlist, even though that's so fake of me. Okay. So now... Oh, wait. That's actually crazy that we're done. Like, all the notes on mm-hmm. the doc. Wow. Sorry.
This was a wild episode. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Well, I know.
Okay, I don't even want to apologize. Except yeah. it's not our worst.
This, yeah, no, that's actually so true. But, like, this isn't even our worst, which is the sad part.
This is just, like, chaos. Like, we're just a little chaotic. We're out of our groove.
I know. Like, this is the first, like, real episode we've had. Okay, not that the others haven't been real. They've been very real. But, like, this is the first, like, real episode we've had in a month. And then this is how we treat it.
Right. And the first in a series. Come on.
Oh my gosh, no one's gonna want to listen to us ever again. They're like, a series?
They're like, oh, they're talking about music? No, not listening to that one. Skip.
Oh my gosh. They said this person is independent. They're actually not. Fake. They're gonna report us as fake news. Oh my gosh.
That's really then we'll toxic have to pay. Of us.
We're gonna have to pay a fine for false advertising.
Right.
Guys. Don't report us because I don't have money, remember? I can't pay a fine. Okay, anyways, Song of the Week. Obviously, we're gonna end with Song of the Week. Fooled you into thinking that we're done. I mean, we are done, but like, not with this. Yeah. Anyways, Sam, what's your Song of the Week?
Okay, my Song of the Week is Nothing Matters by Last Dinner Party. And okay, I'm going to admit that I'm a bandwagon fan of this song and of the Last Dinner Party because of like how viral it got. I'm just obsessed with it. And even though I'm a bandwagon fan, I will reject and not stand for everybody's comments about them being industry plants. That is like the calling people industry plants is like the stupidest thing to me. And yeah, that's my opinion. So I do not stand for you calling them industry plants, but I will accept that they had their moment of being viral. Because also they like opened for like really, really big people forever ago. Like they had a really big following in the first place. So just because their song is suddenly viral on TikTok doesn't mean you get to call them industry plants. Also, like, that's how the industry works. Sorry.
Literally.
Okay. Like, what do you mean? The industry planted them? Sorry, someone got discovered and they got a deal, and then they have a marketing team that is supposed to be planting the, like, you know, it's like, that's the whole point of getting, like, like, management, a team, all this stuff. That's just, that's the industry. That is what it is.
No, literally. Also, petition, all-star petition to, like, stop shaming people for being bandwagon fans, because I'm so over it. Like, who cares if someone's a bandwagon fan? I'm a bandwagon fan of so many things. Like,
right.
Obviously.
It's a good thing. They want more fans.
No, literally. Like, sports teams especially. I'm like, hello, of course I'm gonna, if I don't care about either team, of course I'm gonna root for the team that's winning. Like, hello?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it is annoying for us, like, as people, like Ban Camino, for example. If someone doesn't know the songs and then they're, like, front row, they have VIP and stuff, I'm like, you're annoying, you took my spot. But also, it's like, well, you paid a lot more than I did for a band that you barely know, or you paid a lot more than I did for a band that you kind of know, but maybe you want to know them better. I don't know. I don't know your story. So, let's stop being rude to bandwagon fans, because that's annoying. Everyone starts off as a bandwagon, so stop it. If you say that you didn't, you're fake. JK. Mine, okay, this was really awkward of me to not use an independent song, so I'm so sorry.
I didn't
either.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Indies, I love you. But this, it feels like an indie song, because this, out of left field, like, huh? Who is this? Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. What? LOL at me, because I'm, like, not into Beyonce. Like, if there were tickets to a Beyonce show for $10, I probably wouldn't buy them. Like, I'm not into her. I mean, if someone gave me tickets, I'd be like, sure, fine, let's go. But I'm not, like, I've never really been a fan of Beyonce. Hate me all you want. I don't care. But, sorry. Oh my gosh. I don't know what is going on with me today. Oh my gosh. But, like, if she's really, if she's, like, getting into a country girl era, then you can expect me to see, you can expect to see me at a country Beyonce show. Hello? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I love that song. It's so good. And 16 Carriages is so good, too.
Yes.
They're both so amazing. No, I literally love it. People being mad, and I'm like, first of all, why are you mad that Beyonce's doing country music? She's from Houston, Texas. Like,
yeah.
She's had, I don't know, I'm like, let her do her thing.
And the fact that, like, country has, like, roots in, like, black space, and also, like, black people have roots in country music. Hello? Like,
right. They're, like, so, I saw a lot of people outraged and saying it's so bad, and I was like, calm down.
Stop it. No, I know. Okay. I just want to talk about her Super Bowl commercial for a second, because, like, the last words of her commercial was, drop the new music. And I'm sitting there watching, I was watching it alone, because, like, I was working on, like, Week of Love stuff, and I was like, I can't do this. So, I was watching it alone and stuff, and I was like, huh? I went on to socials, I saw literally nothing about, like, I saw absolutely nothing about it. I was like, am I the only one who's, like, heard her last words of that commercial?
I did not hear her say that during the commercial when I watched it.
Yeah, like, I was like, what the heck? Why is no one saying a thing? Because, you know what? Beyonce says something, people are going to be paying attention. And I'm like, why am I, Isabella Wilde, why am I the one who's paid the most attention to this? Like, how did I catch this? And, like, no one else in the world did. And then she drops her new music during the Super Bowl. Hello. And then all people are talking about the Disney Plus commercial about, like, the Taylor Swift movie or whatever. I don't even know. And I'm like, did you guys, like, just miss Beyonce then? Like, what is going on? Like, I was like, maybe I'm imagining things. Maybe she's not dropping music. Maybe that was just, like, for the commercial or whatever. Like, she's preparing something. No, she literally dropped it during the Super Bowl.
I love that so much. I was so distracted just, like, watching and saying how slay I thought she looked, and how that BOTUS line was so funny. The, like, Beyonce of the United States. Like, that was, it was just such a good commercial. I was loving it. And so I missed her say that.
No, that's so wild. It was, It was so funny, but I was like, what the heck? How did I catch this? But also, it does make sense that I probably wouldn't see much on my socials about it because I'm not in that space. I'm not in the Beyonce space.
Right.
But I have a lot of friends who are, and the fact that they weren't saying anything, I was like, huh? Hello? But anyways, it's fine. Yeah, that's all I have to say this week.
Yes. Same.
So fun. It was so fun, like, just, you know, FaceTiming and talking again, getting likewise. Yes.
It's been so again. Long.
No, I know. I can't believe we went, like, a whole month. That's actually wild to me.
Same. I don't know why I could not get my word out.
No, that's you're all I was trying fine. To say. Oh. No, you're totally good. Yeah, so it really does bring us to the end of another episode. So, you know, as always, rate and review whatever stream platform you use and follow us so that you're always up to date about when an episode comes out, which is typically Saturdays. But I don't know, maybe one of these months it'll be every Friday. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Wow, how wild. Oh my gosh. Wow, it's that'd definitely not so gonna be fun. May.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna be May. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so if you want to stay really up to date, follow us on Instagram at likewise_pod, and you can hear all about Sam's poetry book coming out in April. That's actually so crazy. I can't believe you like said April.
Maybe I have to do April 19th and then take it with me to the Landon Conrath concert and give it to someone.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Well, Sam, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me about something we love so much this week. It was so fun and such a good way to get back into the likewise swing of things.
Yes, oh my gosh. It's like so fun to be back with like regular episodes too. I love guest episodes, but I'm like, wow. It's so fun just like talk about the most random things with you.
Yes, I love it. Well, yeah, it was so good, so fun, and can't wait to listen back. So, Sam, I hope you just have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all.
Bye.